These are the bees. But the question you must ask yourself, how? All of this comes out in verse 6 and 7 of chapter 1 of the book of Peter. How does this, my suffering now, glorify God? Let's close with this. How does this now glorify the Lord Jesus Christ? Our faith in the midst of these trials, you know what it does? Boy, it shines with brilliance. It shines with brilliance, showing and proving that, listen, there is a life that is can live above the circumstances of the day. It's grand. How it is, these Christians could go through this and still want to serve this God. Don't want to kill nobody. Just want to live in peace. How is it possible? This burns them up. Suffering in silence. Saints, we're like sheep for the slaughter. Wave after wave coming against the Christian. But all it is causing him to shine some more. And this glorious life that was seen in the Lord Jesus Christ is reproduced in us. So you know what the Apostle Paul says? He says, listen, these are light afflictions. That's how he put it. But it works an eternal weight of glory. Stand. Stand for Christ in this day. This is what Peter was saying. Stand, though you are scattered. Though your faith is under attack. You know, you could write what you want against the Bible, you know. You could say what you want. You could, men made all kind of films, all kind of things against this book. Oh yes, the Christian defend it. But the Christian don't try to kill nobody. But you try to say something against Muhammad, you see what happened. I tell you this. You read Miller's church history about Islam. I'm not going to say what I want to say from the stand, but you just read it. Miller's church history will open your eyes. No, they can't kill Miller because Miller wrote that probably about 150 years ago. But the fact remains, as the Lord's imminent return dawns upon this world and we see what is taking place, it is evident that the Lord may come any moment. But please, yes, we are looking for the rapture, but what we are really need to keep our eyes upon is the appearing. Remember this. The Lord is going to come. And everyone who is opposing, every suffering, every stand, every day you live for him and people are persecuted, will be repaid to this world. And I tell you, I look in forward to that day. How are you going to handle the future? How are you going to stand when suffering comes? And more, they said, your liberties will be taken from you. You know what Paul said? Paul said, listen, when Agabus come and said, hey, they are going to bind this man who owned this girdle. And they begin to weep and tell Paul, don't go up to Jerusalem, please. Paul turned to them and says, listen, what mean you to weep and to break my heart? Yeah? Stop this crying, you know. I am ready to not only go bound, but to die for the name of the Lord Jesus. I tell you, I salute the Apostle Paul. Oh, that God may help us, each of us, to look out to that day that when the Lord Jesus will come, whom they spat upon, crowned with thorns, cast out here, come and rule and reign. His glory will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And the Apostle Paul, Peter said to them, whom having not seen, we have never seen Jesus, but yet still we love him. And he said, we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. O saints, the days are coming that you and I will say, I wish I was more faithful to the Lord. You will be rewarded. Your work, your motive, and your conduct is going to be brought into review. And what is for Christ will be rewarded. May God help us to stand now for him. For he's standing for us. And if we suffer with him now, we shall reign with him in the day to come. May God bless you. Amen.